State regulators have ordered Duke Energy to dig up and move coal ash from the remaining six of its North Carolina plants that don't already have removal plans. Duke says the orders will nearly double its costs and cause it to miss cleanup deadlines. WFAE environmental reporter David Borax has this report.
Duke stores coal ash, the residue left after burning coal, at 14 current and former coal-fired power plants around the state. It's already removing ash at 8 of the plants, but has said it wants to keep the ash where it is at the other 6 plants under new waterproof covers. The company argues that it would keep water from flowing through the ash and into groundwater. But the North Carolina Department of Environmental Quality rejected that idea, says State Environmental Secretary Michael Regan.
It would not be protective of public health, nor the environment, or our natural resources if we were to leave that coal ash constituent in the ground. The only option that the science led us to was full excavation.
The DEQ issued separate orders for the 6 plants, Marshall Steam Station on Lake Norman and the Allen plant on Lake Wylie, as well as at plants in Cleveland, Person, and Forsyth counties. Monday's orders bring North Carolina in line with neighboring South Carolina and Virginia, where regulators, legal decisions, and legislation also require excavation. And they come after years of debate in North Carolina, including contentious public meetings this winter, where environmental groups and plant neighbors demanded that coal ash be removed. At several of those meetings, a show of hands found that nearly all the citizens who attended opposed leaving coal ash in place. Amy Brown lives near the Allen plant and was at a January meeting where she said it's time for Governor Cooper to live up to a campaign promise to protect the environment.
I want to know how this department, this administration, this governor will ever be able to justify cleaning up 8 and leaving 6. You can't. You can't justify that.
In the end, DEQ officials ordered Duke to clean up coal ash at all its North Carolina plants the same way, by digging it up and moving it to new lined landfills. That's what the company did at the Riverbend plant on Mountain Island Lake in Gaston County. It took years and thousands of trainloads to move the ash to an old brick mine in central North Carolina that had been converted to hold coal ash. Transportation probably won't be a big issue at the remaining 6 plants. Duke is expected to build new landfills on the plant sites, as it did at the Dan River plant, the site of a major coal ash spill 5 years ago. Duke did not make anyone available for a recorded interview. In a statement, the company said if it has to excavate the ash, it would not be able to meet state and federal cleanup deadlines. DEQ Secretary Regan said the timeline is negotiable.
We would be open to a discussion to take a look at the amount of work that needs to be done and the deadlines associated in order to implement what we believe to be the best option on the table.
Meanwhile, Duke says excavating would be more expensive than leaving ash in place, $4 to $5 billion more than it was planning. That would put the total cost of coal ash cleanups in the Carolinas at more than $10 billion. Duke argues that cleaning up coal ash is one of the long-term costs that comes with having access to electricity. A spokeswoman said Duke would ask state utilities regulators for permission to pass along the added cost to customers. She wasn't sure how much it would change monthly bills. Regulators have allowed Duke to recover about $175 million in cleanup costs so far. Environmental groups cheered the decision. Here's Frank Holloman, a lawyer with the Southern Environmental Law Center, which has sued Duke multiple times over coal ash pollution.
Governor Cooper's Department of Environmental Quality has determined, after studying all the facts and listening to all the communities involved, that Duke Energy has to remove all the coal ash from its unlined pits at 6 remaining sites in the state in order to protect the state's public health and the quality of its clean water.
Duke has until August 1st to submit final cleanup plans. The DEQ will review those and hold additional public meetings. Regan said final approval could come by the end of the year. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.